Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today. We hope that today's program honors our Lord and blesses you with information and inspiration for your harvest season. I am Hans, and I am seated next to... Where am I going to go with this?
I don't know.
I'm so nervous today. We'll just play it nice and go with my best friend, Amy.
Good morning. I always feel like that everyone has a little, Christian in particular, our producer, gets some great insight into our relationship and what a healthy marriage looks like.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I hope that fantastic. Folks listening get to hear the joy that we have in sharing this time together.
Mm-hmm. And this is what it sounds like just before I get thrown under the bus.
Well, we might be throwing each other under the bus a little today.
Oh.
But first,
I would never do that.
Before we get under the bus, let's thank our sponsors, Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions is a faith-based, family-owned senior care advisory company. Our advisors will come alongside families and guide them through senior care options. So what does that mean for you? If you are listening and you know someone who is needing help transitioning from home, from rehab, maybe in looking into some senior housing, senior apartments, continuing care communities, we can help you. We can help you decide what you can afford, how you're going to pay for it, and really what's going to best meet your needs now and into the future. So if you have any questions about senior care, our advisors are ready to help. You can call us at 888-979-8783. Go to our website at seniorprovisions.com and to our Facebook page at Senior Provisions and learn more about us.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to hurt some feelings today, probably, in our family, our extended family, but I was going to bring this up. Do you know what showed up on our doorstep yesterday?
Yes, I do know what showed up. Yes, a box.
A box.
And about a month before that.
With a note.
With a note.
Yes.
With a note. And can I just start with, we love you, Mom. We love you, Mom.
Mother-in-law.
So, and could I also say that something got snuck into the back of the car on Saturday when we visited your father?
Yes.
Yes.
You can also say that.
Absolutely. So you're probably thinking, what in the world are they talking about?
Trying to figure that out too.
We are talking about a lot of stuff going from our parents' house to our house recently.
Stuff is an adequate
stuff
label for that. So today's show, we are talking about tackling the overwhelming issue of getting organized and decluttering your home and your life. Simplifying and getting organized reduces stress for you and the ones that you love.
Unless the ones that you love are the ones that you're shipping everything to.
So Amy got a box of childhood books with a note saying, please read these to your future grandchildren. If you don't want them, I want them back. Do not throw them away.
I love that. So it's a box of my books with my memories, which are precious. And I will keep them.
Read action.
Just so my mom knows,
you are not sentimental.
I am not a sentimental person.
No.
That doesn't mean I'm not nurturing and caring and loving. I just am not super sentimental about things. But these books, don't worry, Mom, I am keeping them. And I will, hopefully, we will have grandchildren one day. And I will read them to them because they're great little books. Lots of little devotional books and sweet memories. But it was just, you know, out of the blue, here's a box.
Yes.
And if you don't want it, you have to keep it.
Yeah, so it's funny because both my dad and your parents, they had similar but different impetuses for doing this decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, we lost my mom in August last year. And for him, part of maybe his grieving process, I don't know how to put it otherwise, was this like mass evaluation of the house and its contents and kind of getting rid of stuff, for lack of a better phrase, because that's kind of what it ended up being. And for your mom, it was 3, 4, 5 different snowstorms being stuck in the house.
The snow has driven the
looking
clean
around
out.
Getting cabin fever and like, what can I do that is the least bit constructive? So for different reasons, but similar.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to put a little twist on it. We're going to do a little twist.
All right, so let's start off with our perspective and what's important. So Matthew 6:19-21 talks about not storing up your treasures here on earth where moths and vermin destroy and the thieves break in and steal, but store up your treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there too will your heart be also.
I love that. I love that. It basically says, here's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime that you read God's word and it can say, hey, don't do this and do this, I really pay attention to those because those are just very clear.
Well, in our kind of endeavor to become biblical counselors, a really great metaphor that is throughout the Bible, but you don't see it for what it is. You don't see how frequently it's used, but it's a taking off and a putting on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing relationship that God's created where, you know, he wants to take something away, but he wants to give you something else to replace it that is more fruitful, more fruit bearing.
Yes. And he's faithful in that. You know, there are some kind of practicality of getting yourself organized. And I, you know, being a senior care advisor, I want to encourage everyone to kind of take notes on this because there are times in our lives where there will be an emergency. You're going to be in a car accident you didn't plan on. You're going to have a medical event that you did not foresee coming. And you are going to be at a time where you're very vulnerable and you're going to rely on people around you. I mean, you may be in the hospital for a month or 2 months. If you left home today and had a major medical event or an accident or something happened and you were not able to do your normal routine for the next 60 days,
mm-hmm.
could you have someone step in and manage your affairs? So what we would love to encourage you is to get a binder, and in that binder, collect information. So this is the first step in kind of decluttering, and I think your life, but I think also it declutters your mind a little bit because everything kind of has its place. There's lots of important documents out there, marriage certificates, birth certificates, copies of Social Security cards, passports, all of your legal documents,
mm-hmm.
advance directives, titles for your cars. Immunization records, and you don't have to keep the original, but you need to have a copy of them in this binder. Medical records, contact information, doctor's appointments, current insurance information for home and car, school registration information for all your kids. So if you still have young ones that are living under the roof, their information as well. And bank information, you know, just think about it. What if someone had to step in and pay your bills for the month?
Well, then you're also talking about the signee on the account.
Absolutely. So as these things come up, and just think, if, and I think about this all the time as I do payroll for our company. And you have a cheat sheet.
Yes, I have to.
But I've told you this all the time. If anything ever happens to me, just call our accountant. Mm-hmm. She knows where everything is. Mm-hmm. You pretty much know where everything is.
Yeah.
But and you'd make do. You would know to call our accountant, Altia.
Yes.
Yes. And get her over immediately. But having this binder is a great start. So if you don't have all of that information gathered into one place, I would encourage you, make that a priority for this month of March.
Well, and get it all in one place and let other people in your family know that you have it, that it exists and where it is. And I guess the next step would be is to maybe make a copy of all of those things that you feel are shareable to that one other person, to get it out, another copy out of the household or a safety deposit box, so that it exists somewhere else with a trusted resource and there's access to it. Again, in case of fire and all these real life concerns, it's covered.
Well, I said this morning over breakfast, I said, okay, so think about it this way. If we had a fire in this house and you could only, and everyone got out safe, including all the cats.
Oh, gosh, please, all the cats.
Christian's shaking his head. So all the cats got out safe. All the kids got out safe. You got out safe.
Notice where I am in the list. Wow.
What were the two things that you would grab? I mean, I know exactly. I'd grab that big basket that has all the photos that are not digital. I would throw that out the window.
Yes.
Just throw it
just
in the grass.
Chuck it.
Yes. Then I would grab that binder. And then the whole time I would be saying, here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah.
So we're talking about our stuff. And we're going to talk more about our stuff. We're going to talk about how to deal with your stuff. And it can be a little overwhelming. We're going to talk about some tips on going through your stuff when we get back. So hold on. Decluttering your life today.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't going to rock and roll no more.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust car with.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition, and now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you're able to join us. We are talking today about decluttering our homes and our lives. And we kind of started off with the big ticket item is getting all your important documents and your financial documents, your bank account information, all of these things collected together into one binder and possibly making a copy for someone that you entrust with it. But making it known that here's where it is and this is what you'd need to step in if there were any kind of medical emergency. So now we're going to talk about how to then go through the rest of the house and devise a system that will kind of simplify as keep, give, or trash? So we're going to start here. It's a little bit counterintuitive. We're going to start with the open spaces, the counters and the floors.
Yes.
Not the storage room or
in the top of the breakfast bar.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yes.
Here we
go. If you have children, you already know what that means.
Oh, my gosh. Right now, we have flowers that were sent yesterday to me.
Oh, just, yeah. Start off with that. Oh, my gosh. I have all this clutter of beautiful flowers I just received.
Beautiful flowers that were sent to me yesterday. We have mail. We have
old mail.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking of all the stuff that we have. We've got at least 3 hair scrunchies and 3 or 4 bottles of nail polish at any time for my 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
We have a return that we need to make to Amazon. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of stuff all over the breakfast bar.
A collection.
So I love that we are going to give you a little bit of a method to the madness of decluttering. And I'll just give the disclaimer. We are not professional organizers.
is there a disclaimer necessary for
you
that?
You have to look at our desk in our office to know.
Look at my desk and you'll see.
Your piles are very organized on your desk.
Organized.
Yes. I used to say when I worked in an office a long time ago.
Amy uses the layer system.
Yes.
If it's on top, then it must be more relevant and more important than what's on bottom.
I work from the top down. Work from the top down, I do. But I worked in an office years ago and had a great organized office mate. And she, I mean, just everything was super organized. We knew where every form was. And then she looked over at my desk and I looked at her and I said, "Don't touch it." I knew where everything is. You can touch everything else in this office, but not my desk. So
yeah.
We have those sacred spaces, and they say that a cluttered
mind is a cluttered
mind. But there's something else about intelligence, too. So listen, we're not talking
about... I don't
think
that's in our topics.
We're not going for Martha Stewart organized here. We're going for simplifying and reducing stress in your life. So here are some key things. So pick up something. Decide what needs to be done with it. If you want to keep it, keep it, but find a home for it. And that is that thing's home now. So if it's a pen, find a home for pens, and all the pens go to that place. If the pen has no ink, guess what?
Even if it's your favorite pen.
No, there are no favorite pens.
I'm just joking.
Throw it out.
Yes.
Throw it out. Now, what if you have 2 dozen pens, 100 pens?
Then you relegate a box and you put it further back in your storage system.
No. You donate.
You donate pens?
Yes. Says the man with every tool and a duplicate tool.
Donate
because you
pens.
Never know when you're going to need 6 vice grips, right?
Well, I've been in places doing projects where I've needed 6 vice grips since I don't have 6 pairs of hands.
Okay. Well,
okay, so, okay,
so,
that's
so back
that's
to our
the,
system, though.
Yeah.
Back to the system. So you're going through a closet, and you have multiple coats.
Yes.
Keep the coats you need. We live in Georgia now.
We do.
We don't need our heavy-duty parkas like we did when we lived near Chicago. So those can be donated.
Yes.
And sent to my mom, who still lives in the Midwest where it snows.
Yes.
And then, so if you have extra, in all seriousness, if you have something that's damaged, broken, and throw it out, even the pile of broken things that you want to fix and mend, if you haven't stitched and mended it, you probably are not going to.
Right. So keep, give, trash. Those are the categories. And within keep, I think there's 2 categories. There's keep because it's relevant for what you're doing this day and time, and you're going to use it, and you just need to find the right place to put it where it's out of the way, and you're moving on. Or keep as in heirloom kind of keep where, hey, before I pass on, I want this story, this object, to carry on and someone to know that this was your grandmother's cast iron pot that she always made cornbread out of, whatever it is, and give that thing now and give it to the person you want to see receive it, and that they know the story, they know the connection, they know the importance that it had for you. It may not translate or it may translate, but we've lived a season of like just receiving things that, you know, have no intrinsic value, but had, you know, tons of emotional value. And now you don't know the story because the person that has the story is no longer with you. So evaluate that keep pile. Give has two categories: give to donation
and give to family,
and give to family
or loved ones.
Loved ones.
Absolutely. So no, that's a great place to start. And if you just tackle one little space at a time, start with a drawer, start with one closet and one room, and it won't be so overwhelming. Because I think that's the problem. People start getting started and.
Right. But I like what you said, kind of start with the spaces that you're living in and don't go back into the closet and all of that. Start where you are so you can kind of get motivated and see the, you know, what value it's bringing you.
So you said something earlier, and I want to talk about it now, about the taking off and the putting back on.
Fantastic.
So as you are decluttering and simplifying and making more space and room in your life, what would you recommend someone fills it with? I'm kind of teeing you up here.
Oh, is this you teeing me up?
This is me teeing you up.
Well, I would just say intrinsically, if you are creating a space that allows you to have more time and reprioritizes your life about people and service over things, then you have the opportunity to minister more, to mentor more, to be in God's word more, to serve more. Is that what you're teeing me up for?
That's exactly it.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
thinking specifically
wow.
about Mark 10, the story of the rich man, and everyone kind of knows the story. That Jesus says he was on his way to Jerusalem and a man came running up to him and he knelt down and he said, "Good teacher, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus had this conversation about what's truly good. But he says, and they have this other further conversation about the commandments. But this is what Jesus said to him. He said, "There is still only one thing that you haven't done. Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. And then follow me." And at that, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many, many possessions. This is not about whether you have a big house, a little house, a nice car, whether or not you collect little, you know, tchotchke cardinals or whatever. This is not so much about things. This is about the state of your heart and the importance of the things and whether or not you are setting up the things in your life as idols and are replacing what God would have your life be filled with. And there's a captivity to things.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Think about, we recently moved. And we moved into a much bigger house. You know, we had this idea that we needed more space for our teenagers and more space to, you know, have youth group over. And we've, you know, dedicated the space to the Lord. But we have managed in the last almost year to fill it up pretty good. And it's made me think, too, about, you know, questioning when, you know, and what we're spending our money on, mm-hmm. where we're spending our time. And, you know, you need something to sit on and you need, you know, plates to eat on. But this is a great opportunity for you to think as you're aging, too, about the things that you've collected over, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. You know, are these things holding me back from following Jesus?
No, I think that's a great point. I think that sermon is often used in part and parcel with tithing. But I think, to your point, it was a heart condition that Jesus was speaking to, and it struck him right in the heart with, oh my goodness, I have to let go of all of these idols in my life before I can claim in Jesus.
I love that. Well, today we have been talking about decluttering your life and getting things organized, And I would just encourage you today that the most important thing that you can get organized is your heart and your state and your relationship, your state of heart and your relationship with our Father in heaven. Philippians 4:19, our foundational scripture, says that God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. When you are in Christ Jesus, you have all that you need. And we are so glad that you were able to listen to us today. Hope that we shed some light and you are motivated to declutter your life. If you are going through a senior care crisis, we are here for you. And we are happy to help sort through those issues as well. We love you. We thank you.
And if you have any other questions for us to go over, topics, questions to put into our show, we'd love to hear from you.
How can people reach us?
On www.seniorprovisions.com.